You're listening to the Play, Teach, Talk podcast. I'm Tiffany Thompson, a speech pathologist with over 20 years of expertise in working with children under 3 years of age and their families to help them understand language and communicate more effectively. My specialty is in working with emerging communicators with few or no true words to reduce their frustration, help them interact and play with their peers and family, and learn to truly enjoy the back and forth of functional communication throughout their daily routines. This podcast is not intended to diagnose speech-language disorders, but is more of a general set of suggestions for children who are experiencing delays in their language skills. For recommendations or therapy specific to your child's needs, consultation or evaluation with a licensed speech-language pathologist in your city is highly suggested. This is Season 4, Episode 29 of the Play, Teach, Talk podcast. Don't give up hope that your child will talk. I wanted to be very careful about how I made the title of this episode because I work mostly with kids who are three and under, and I see some children past that. But most of my experience has been in working with kids who turned three and then I didn't see them because they went to the schools. So I have to say for the first part of my career, I didn't get a chance to see how my pre-verbal kids, my kids who look like they were probably going to talk eventually, how they did after they turned three. I didn't know if the child wasn't using any words at that point, were they going to talk eventually? And I have some pretty good news, and that's that there will be kids who don't have words at three who will talk eventually. I think we have to say that, though, with caution, because some kids, the visual learners that I talked about in a prior episode, can be one of those cases. Some kids will use words. They may use hundreds of words, but their way of communicating with other people may be more efficient and maybe more meaningful when they're using a support for their language, like augmentative communication, picture symbols, sign language, because they might be more interested in using their speech and their verbal language to name pictures of things that they see, or to recite their favorite line in a TV show that they really like. So I think it's important to kind of look at that in both ways, that lots of kids that I see who don't talk by three may eventually end up being verbal communicators, but I think in a lot of cases, using visual supports, using pictures, using picture symbols, using sign language, using other modes to support language is really important because even if your child is 3 years old and not talking, they have a three-year-old's experiences, right? They have looked at hundreds of pictures and thousands of videos and people and interacted with toys and done all kinds of things. And if you're not supporting language, if you're not using alternate means of helping a child communicate while they're taking in all this information, they're making their own sense of it, but you're not providing any sort of structured way for them to learn how to talk about or communicate about the things that they are experiencing and seeing if we're not providing some other source, some other way of communicating until they have those words. So, yeah, so part of this episode is to say there, all hope is not lost. If your child gets to three or sometimes four or sometimes five and hasn't yet used words, but it's really important to provide other supports, other structure, other ways of kids learning how to process what they're learning and comprehending before they have those words, because they just might come. And the more help you've given them up until the point that those words come, the more likely they're going to have an easier time of learning how to organize it and structure it and communicate it with you once they're ready to talk. Now that I have been working with older kids for somewhere around 10 years now, I guess, I am seeing so many kids that it just clicks one day. But part of that has been a lot of therapy, a lot of work on providing those visual supports, showing kids how to combine a picture with another picture to put two words together. And those things can get lost if the child doesn't have any sort of communication supports along the way. So I just wanted to be encouraging and say, yes, lots of kids do talk after three, even if they haven't started using words yet. I have a little boy right now who is, he's 5 and a half, and he was not using any words or signs or picture symbols as of three. And now he's communicating using 3, 4, 5 word sentences, and they're relevant and they make sense within the context sometimes. So it is possible. These things are possible, but they go faster and they happen earlier if you have been providing supports and helping the child to understand their language and how to communicate when they don't have words yet in other ways.